This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Congressional Democrats called for the biggest overhaul of the country's policing laws in decades on Monday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding tough law enforcement. Democrats have scheduled hearings beginning Wednesday in the House of Representatives and hope to pass what they're calling the Justice in Policing Act of 2020 by the end of this month. To become law, the bill would also have to be passed in the Republican-controlled Senate, where a hearing on policing is scheduled for next week. The Democrats are aiming to broaden police accountability, track problematic officers through what they call a National Police Misconduct Registry, and end the practice of transferring military equipment to police departments across the nation. Past congressional attempts at police reform and gun control legislation have failed, and the extent to which Republicans might join in the effort to approve policing reforms is unclear. But Congressman Kevin McCarthy, leader of the minority House Republicans, says he believes the two parties can find common ground. On the other hand, Republicans often take their cue on legislation from President Trump. On Sunday, he said on Twitter, "I want great and well-paid law enforcement. I want law and order." Meanwhile, the city council in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where George Floyd died while in police custody 2 weeks ago, has announced it is planning to eliminate its municipal police force. Meanwhile, the two mayors in two of the most populous U.S. cities, New York City and Los Angeles, say they will cut police funding in favor of more community programs in impoverished neighborhoods. Hundreds of mourners gathered today at the Fountain of Praise Church in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, to view the casket of George Floyd. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday he supports the global movement against racism, but encourages protesters to demonstrate safely. At his Monday news briefing, Ghebreyesus ordered protesters to keep at least 1 meter apart from each other, to wash their hands, to cover their mouths when coughing, and to wear a mask while demonstrating. He also said protesters who are sick should stay at home. He encouraged countries to strengthen public health measures and to find, isolate, and test for every coronavirus case. Also at the briefing, WHO Emergency Programs Technical Lead Maria von Kerkhove told reporters that the ongoing research found it is rare for asymptomatic COVID-19 carriers to actually pass along the disease. She said the key to controlling the spread of the virus is to follow the symptomatic cases. France's Interior Ministry announced on Monday that police will no longer conduct chokeholds that have been blamed for multiple cases of asphyxiation and prompted new criticism after George Floyd's death in the United States. Immobilization techniques where officers apply pressure with their knees on prone suspects, as officers did in Floyd's case, are used in policing around the world and have long drawn criticism. French lawmakers have called for such practices to be banned. The Interior Minister said the move is not just a reaction to recent events, but comes after months of work by the Commission on Police Procedures. He also added that stricter punishments will be implemented on cases of racism inside the police forces, whereby disciplinary processes such as suspensions would be followed by criminal proceedings. Residents of Nairobi, Kenya, marched on Monday to protest police brutality and the enforcement of a curfew. That's part of the effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. In a statement last week, Kenya's Independent Policing Oversight Authority said 15 deaths allegedly linked to police action since the dusk to dawn curfew was put in place in late March are under investigation. Rights groups say the police are responsible for more than 20 deaths associated with curfew enforcement. The IPOA says they've received 87 complaints about police behavior since the curfew started March 27th. In addition to the killings, the group said complaints accused police of assaults and general harassment. And the number of COVID-19 deaths worldwide is now just over 403,000, and the number of confirmed cases stands at more than 7 million. That's according to data collected by the Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Research Center. The United States remains the country with the highest number of cases and deaths. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.